I'll call Carol to come and tell you about the work of Hope from Above.
Thank you, Tim. And thank you, everyone. Thank you for being here today on this cold and wet and windy morning. But also, I'm amazed, 14 different missions, and we're very privileged to be one of those that Little Abbotsham Chapel supports. And we really thank you for that support over many years for the two of us and for the missions that we've been involved in. And just today, I'd like to update you on HFA and what we've been up to, what HFA has been up to, and just to give you some fuel for your prayers and some answers to your prayers. But let me start by saying there's a new newsletter out that came out in the end of last year. Some of you might have received it by internet. If you'd like a paper copy, it's really nice to be able to read it, isn't it? Like that. Please come and take one from us, because we've got plenty. And also our snippets, our regular newsletter that we write personally. So, we have the first slide, Nick, please. In our reading, when I was reading the passage that Tim was preaching on this morning, Jesus is speaking about bringing good news, freedom to prisoners, sight to the blind, freedom from oppression. And Jesus said at the end of that section, this scripture has been fulfilled. But today there are still so many people that don't know that. They don't know that Jesus came. They don't know why he came. They haven't heard about the freedom that Jesus offers. We long for the gospel to get to the whole world, every tribe, every tongue, every nation. But we're not there yet, are we? There's more still to do. So, what has HFA been up to? Next slide, please. So, a lot of our work has been, of recent days, in the Amazon region. Now, look at that jungle area. Are there people under that canopy of trees? Our partners who are working there. And just a quick recap on HFA. HFA partners with people on the ground. Missions who are trying to get into these dark and difficult places and are struggling to do their work. And we have partners in the Amazon region who are trying to locate settlements, individuals, unreached tribes. Tribes living in darkness, tribes living in Stone Age conditions, having had no contact with the outside world and bound by the spirits. And I'll talk a little bit more about that a bit later. So how do they do that? Next slide, please. They do that through photography, satellite imagery, reconnaissance flights. We've helped our partners to use cameras, and they've mounted them in four parts on a plane, two on the outside wings, one on the tail, and one in the nose, to be able to take photographs of the jungles. Now, we've already done satellite pictures. It's really getting quite cheap nowadays to take satellite images. But the previous picture was really what you would see. Just vast jungle areas, the photography when they get closer, and then the skilled analysis of that photography. And actually, we're starting to use AI, and we think, oh, AI, dreadful thing. It has its uses, and it's coming in so many different areas. And AI can help to analyze those photographs and find, is there a clearing? Is there a sign of an area being developed and farmed? Is there a sign of life? So new tribes have been located. Next slide, please. Thank you. Sorry, you can't see that very clearly, but deep in that jungle, there are tribes living, and our partners are finding more and more tribes. But finding them is one thing. Making contact with them is very different. And there are some brave, fearless evangelists who say, well, if we don't go, who else is going to find them? But they want to make certain that the people they go to can understand them. And in some cases, previous attempts to make first contact with some of these tribes that have been identified on the ground have been unsuccessful because the communication has caused problems and the people have been frightened by not being able to understand. So we've got partners all around the world. We've got networks all around the world too, and our network in Switzerland have the technology to help record speech. So what we're working on now is to do some of those flights low over the jungles and to try and pick up what the language is of these people, and from there to work out exactly the dialect they speak so that another team can go in and try to locate them and communicate with them. Next slide, please. But this is dangerous and difficult work. The jungles are virtually impenetrable. Our evangelists have a pretty hard job. We've helped with lots of technology to help to make that a bit easier. We've given them satellite trackers that can help them to find the most easiest route and also to map their route when they come back. This is totally uncharted territory. There are no maps. There are no guides. There's nothing. But they bravely go based on those photographs, based on the analysis of what we've seen from the air. But it's still very dangerous work. One of our evangelists we've also given a satellite phone to, and he can call if he is in danger. And the thing I love is he can also call his wife each night. So you ladies, you're sending your husband off into deep, dark jungles for 2 week, 3 week, 4 week trip. You don't know when you're going to see him next or if you will. But to hear a tweak on the phone that says I'm alive, it's pretty important, isn't it? However, one of our evangelists has been given a boat, which is amazing news. We heard this, next slide, please, just this week. And this is Andre, and he then should be able to use the Amazon River itself to go deeper into those jungles, because maybe the jungle is impenetrable, but if he can get further upriver and then find an easier way to get there. So we're praying now that he will have a pilot and someone who can go with him and manage that boat. He's a very clever young man, as far as we know. He's got a degree. He lives in a mud hut. He's got six children, and he and his wife. But he has done a degree in jungle law and how to communicate with people. Next slide, please. In the meantime, while he's been waiting for the language to be analysed by the group in Switzerland, before he goes on his next trip, he's been visiting a partner mission that takes care of abandoned children, like these gorgeous guys. They've been abandoned by their tribe for two main reasons. Either they're disabled or they're born as twins. Why twins in particular, you might ask? That was my first question. Well, many tribes are fearful of twins because they believe that they're not normal children. But one baby is a spirit copied of the other. And they don't know which is which. And so when twins are born in a lot of these jungle areas, then they kill both children because of their fear. Now, missionary Jim Elliot, who went to the Ecuadorian Indians, do you remember many years ago in the 50s? He faced that, didn't he? And he saw the same issue. But that same issue, along with many others, are dogging the tribes in the Amazon region. These tribes are lost. They're bound by fears of in this case, of twins, but fears of water, fears of what spirits and what they might do to them. Fear, so many fears, and the evil spirits have bound them up so they see the light. Only Jesus can set free people who are oppressed in that way. Only the message of Christ can help them, and that's what we're hoping and praying can get into these jungle areas. Now, last time we told you about the development of our first water drone. And I'd just like to update you a bit on what's going on there. We haven't found the one we lost, but we haven't stopped praying. I'm sure some of you were praying for the drone that was launched in November in 2023. It may well still be on the water. God alone knows. But it is carrying 3,000 portions of scripture. And my prayer is that one day it will get to the place where God has for it. Because I can't imagine he's going to waste those scriptures. But the technology works. And next slide, please. We've been praying for a welder. And one of our team from Germany has actually just landed in Australia this week. And he is going to weld the next two water drones. The crafts will be fabricated in the workshop in Melbourne. And he is going to put those together. So the steel has already been ordered. And it comes looking something like that. It'll have been ordered and bent, but it needs to be put together. So that's something we could pray for, that he will have the skill that he needs, that the steel will get there in good time, and that those crafts can be fabricated and ready to be sent out in the very near future, because there are missions who've seen that it works and are saying, we want one of those, please, because we've got areas with coasts and we want to go and reach them using your water drone. And we have more Bibles for the area that we were heading to last time. And we want to send those as soon as we can. Next slide, please. So there's Hans. That's our engineer. Welding the last water drone, actually. Yeah. So that's the environment he's been. There's a fire warning in our area in Australia at the moment. Bushfires are, not far away in some areas. And it's 34 degrees. So as we're freezing here and shivering, they're at 34 with winds. So it's not going to be a pleasant job in an open factory doing welding. It's going to be very hot for them there. So, just pray that they have the right weather conditions as well to make that possible. So, Hope BB. Next slide, please. We are here for 2 years, as you know, to set up a network in the UK that is self-sustaining. And as we said last time, we've got a name, Hope Beyond Barriers. It will be an affiliate of HFA. It will help and support HFA here in the UK with the work that it's doing around the world as it supports other partners. So we really need to work on our constitution, on some job descriptions for board members. And in 2 weeks' time, we're meeting up with someone in Southampton Having met with a guy here who had a lot of help and info back in October on how to set up a charity, it's doable. We came wondering, oh, how on earth do we go about this? Is it possible? We know it's possible. We know it's doable. We need to put in the hard yards now and get some of the paperwork done. And we're meeting with in September in Southampton in a couple of weeks' time. Is already keen on being one of our board members. So please pray with us that we will find others. Next slide, please. So yes, please join with us to pray for this setting up of this new network. Next slide, please. That's our vision statement, that all unreached and isolated people may know that they're loved, valued, and forgiven, and have the sure hope of eternal life. There's so many people who have never heard the name of Jesus. There's so many people who can't hear the name of Jesus, and millions who may live and die without ever hearing that name, and we want to do something about that. And yes, we can't all go, but we can all pray, and I'm very excited about hearing your prayer meeting that's going to be monthly. Thank you for praying for us and being a part of the work we do. Thank you.
So let's stand and sing our next hymn, In Christ Alone My Hope Is Found.